The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, the wedding of the century starts tonight at midnight Irish time, 7 p.m. local time. Taylor Swift will today, and I think she might possibly be already married to him, but anyway, she will ostensibly today marry Travis Kelce at Madison Square Garden with 1,000 of her closest family and friends. Top secrecy around this wedding has made it difficult for the press to be accurate, so a vacuum has been created. But this has only encouraged Henry McKean, who joins us now. Good evening, Henry.
Good evening. I've just popped inside to the Fitzpatrick Hotel to get out of the 39 degree heat. I'm actually wandering around Manhattan with an umbrella, not because it's raining, but just to stay cool. It's so, so hot, but wonderful. And there's a beautiful feeling in the air because this is the wedding of the century. And like that, I mean, I'm trying to get into the wedding and I came across this rat in the subway. And I actually spoke to the rat and I said, "Are you going to this wedding?" He didn't respond, but rats have a great way of finding their way in. Big fat one. It actually looks like a pet. It was all soft and clean looking. It looked cleaner than
this is like Ratatouille.
It was. And I talked to him and I called him Lexi because I met him at the subway at Lexington. But yeah, and then I tried to get in earlier and I went through a multi-story car park. But the security came over to me within a minute and asked me what I was doing. And I was actually trying to get somewhere. Anyway, I was, as the young people say, I was asked to step back. So I stepped back. But yeah, so people are excited about tonight. And the New Yorkers, they're not really that annoyed about the roadblocks. They're actually fine. And there's hundreds and hundreds of global media here. And we're all penned in. I got to meet an expert. And there's this big rumor that the honeymoon will be here in Ireland. It might be. You know, at least Ireland is cool and it's clean and it's green. But anyway, here is Brian West, senior music reporter with USA Today and The Tennessean. I asked him, is this the biggest wedding he's ever covered in his career?
Oh, in my career, definitely. When it comes to music, I mean, Taylor Swift is as big as it gets. There's just been so much fascination and admiration around Taylor Swift since she started. She has a large fan base of Swifties. And I think this really took off during the Eras Tour, where she was able to nab such a big global audience. This is probably, I've heard it compared to the closest thing we might have to a royal wedding if you count American celebrities as royalty, but it is just a big deal. What's also interesting though on the converse side of that is it is everywhere online on social media, but there are everyday New Yorkers walking by going, "What is going on there?" And I'm like, what is it like to live in such bliss?
And this is the thing, the New Yorkers are used to this craziness, but this is proper crazy because 4th of July is tomorrow, and not just that, you guys are celebrating 250 years of being independent and you're hosting the World Cup, but this wedding is dominating everything. Why is it that Travis Kelce managed to, you know, nab her and all those other boyfriends didn't? What is it about him?
Travis Kelce has been able to embrace her fame like maybe nobody else had. He's very proud. He's very publicly aware. We see him always holding her hands and they have lots of date nights out. They go to, you know, different games. He's really just embraced this level of fame. And that's why when you think about this venue, is there a more iconic venue that celebrates the marriage of both the sports and the entertainment industries other than Madison Square Garden? It really is poetic and symbolic in a sense. And everybody is just staying so glued to the story. I think because it's a love story, it's a rom-com that has played out on a global scale. I mean, when their relationship first started, she was heading to a lot of his football games while hosting a global tour and he was heading out to tour stops. So it's just been a really fun international rom-com to watch play out. She's finally getting her happy ending. She's written so many sad songs for 2 decades and now it's kind of like her happy ending.
Are you going to the wedding?
Oh, I wish. So Taylor Swift has a very special connection to Ireland. On the Eras Tour, she had her concert in Dublin. Travis Kelce actually surprised her there, her face lit up. And also Julia Roberts was there. But she said on stage that her whole folklore era, which is this bucolic, scenic, beautifully green landscape, was inspired by Ireland. I wouldn't be surprised if they vacation there. I mean, maybe they honeymoon there. I'm picturing a beach. But it is possible she's always loved and had a very special relationship with Ireland.
Yes, indeed. And I heard Simon Harris earlier saying that Wicklow is a beautiful place for a honeymoon if anyone is in the market for one. Henry, the Tay Tay fans are really from around the world. Who did you meet?
And they are, and they're from Greystones too. And yeah, I mean, I got to meet a lady from Turkey, but she's been in New York for decades. And she actually met Taylor Swift before Taylor became a huge global pop star. I'm having a chat with Azaman, originally from Turkey. You've been living in New York 39 years. Why is this wedding so big? There is over 100 media here, all the big American networks. We've got Madison Square Garden right behind us. The build-up is real. What do you love about Taylor?
She is an extremely lovely person. I know her before she was famous.
So you followed her musical
she was like
career in,
yeah,
all those years?
Yeah, all those years. She's a lovely girl. And she's like amazing, the singer.
Like an angel.
Like an angel, on yes. Earth. I helped her when she was not famous.
So you met Taylor Swift, you know her. Tell us about how you guys met and how you know each other.
She was looking for linens in ABC Carpet and Home. She came, she was like lovely looking, she was very quiet, generous, like
so humble.
Very humble, yes.
You met Taylor Swift, what's she like in real life?
She's a lovely person. She's like incredible. Linens, she came to ABC Carpet and Home. She was not famous. She was living in Brooklyn and she couldn't afford to get this linens that time. But and then one day she came, she was very famous. She came with her mom.
And Henry, obviously this is an enormous production, a castle in Madison Square Gardens. This isn't something that Tay-Tay threw together herself. Obviously this has been planned within an inch of its life. And you yourself met a wedding planner.
I did. I met a wedding planner. And there's huge speculation on her dress.
Carrie Wilcox Floral Design. I've been in the wedding business for about 25 years. So I guess I could say I'm somewhat of an expert. I can kind of tell what's going on in here, but it's very overwhelming for me to think about.
So Carrie, you have Irish heritage. What do we expect from the wedding dress today? Any hints, any idea?
I think it's multiple wedding dresses, and if you ask Vegas, it could be Dior, it could be Givenchy, it could be Oscar de la Renta, it could be anything, and I think there's multiple dress changes.
And she obviously said yes to the dress already. We think that she had her private wedding, and this is more a massive drinks party. What details do you think will eventually reach the media and the world?
I think only the pictures she releases we'll see, but hopefully we'll get to see how they've recreated the space into a beautiful garden. I mean, there might be a castle being built in there. Who knows? But I know that it's going to be stunning.
Why is this the biggest wedding in the history of the world ever?
I think it's our royal wedding. I think it's the same as Kate and Meghan getting married, but in the United States. And also for me, it's going to set the trends for another 2 to 4 years. So whatever she does, I hope I'm in love with. Lots of garden roses. These are a little tired because we've been out here in the morning, but this is a garden rose. This is called Secret Garden, which is very Taylor Swift. You know, we have white, and these are calla lilies. The rumor was that she had bought out all the calla lilies in New York City, but I think it's not her type of flower. I could be wrong. It's very modern and sleek. So my guess is she's going to go more towards organic, lovely greenery and grass. I did see some grass going in yesterday, so it's going to be completely transformed.
Look at it's a love story. Baby, just say yes. That is Henry McKean in New York. And I very much doubt that that is the end of what we will get to hear about Taylor Swift's wedding. And Henry is in New York with thanks to Aer Lingus. And you can fly to New York with Aer Lingus from Dublin and Shannon.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.